We're very familiar with the story of God's chosen people being delivered from Egypt, God forming his people, and they get out into the wilderness. And like all people, when things are not going well, they get a little bit complaining, don't we all? And so they said, let's go back to Egypt. At least we had food to eat. We weren't here hungry. It's too risky out here to continue on towards the promised land. At least in Egypt, we could graze our sheep and plant and harvest. And God tells Moses, I will provide for you in your hunger. You don't have to do anything except get up in the morning, go out of your tents, and scoop up this manna, whatever it was, I don't even know, which you didn't grow, you didn't harvest anything, pure gift to you. You don't even have to work for it. And I will give you this food so that you can continue on the journey towards the promised land. People in the New Testament have been fed through the miraculous gift of the multiplication of the loaves and the fish that we heard about last week, last Sunday. And they're going around following Jesus. Well, maybe he'll give us some more bread. So they keep looking for this Jesus. And Jesus says, I've got something much greater to give you than just simply physical food. I can give you, without work, without toiling, myself, the gift of my life, death, resurrection, and ascension. I can enable you to live not just ordinary human lives, but divine life, filled with love, filled with forgiveness, filled with generosity to enable you to serve one another. I can give you hope that enables you to continue on in spite of difficulties and obstacles and whatever it is that drags us down, because I am with you. I will enable you. There is something in the future for you to look forward to. My graces are available. So he says, I will send you my spirit, the very life of God, the gifts of God. So do not give up or be discouraged. This is what we celebrate every week in the celebration of the Eucharist, the bread of life that we partake in. And that is not something we earn, but simply pure gift. A few days ago, we had one of our little showers that come up, our tropical showers that there was no announcement of this. I was out for a long walk. All of a sudden, it just started raining. And so I tried to get in underneath some small trees. Still got soaking wet all the way down. And I thought, this is like that manna that comes down. You can't get away from it. Not that I would melt or anything. But isn't this God's grace, God's loving presence, just surrounding us, kind of drenching us from head and all the way down? For me, it was a beautiful picture of that, not only the presence of God, but his showering himself down with the graces and the helps and the love that is ours, or that God gives us to us. We thank our God at this Eucharist for his generosity and his kindness. And we say, Lord, I depend on you for these gifts, pure gift, yourself. May I appreciate those gifts. May I trust in you in order that I might fully receive them, especially when things are not going as we would like them to do.